This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Wildlife officials now have their first set of options for restoring wolves in Colorado. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, the new recommendations come after voters decided to bring back the predators last year.
Scientists and policy experts crafted a big menu of recommendations for the state to boost wolf numbers. Colorado Parks and Wildlife biologist Eric O'Dell presented the options at a recent meeting.
One of the questions that you always get when you talk about wolves is where. And this is not addressed at that specific aspects of where wolves will be released.
The guidelines only say wolves should be let loose about 75 miles from state borders, so they don't immediately leave Colorado. It also says the state should release about 10 to 15 wolves annually for 2 to 3 years. The new law requires paws on the ground by 2024. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are on a downward trend, but hospitalizations remain high. State health officials are still watching for signs of the new Omicron variant in the state. The test positivity rate is around 9%, down a point from mid-November, but still well above the 5% threshold that signals trouble. The Denver City Council has approved a $26 million contract to build more than a dozen solar projects across the city. Locations include schools and public recreation centers. The city says 30% of the electricity will go to help low-income households to reduce their energy bills. Sunny skies along the Front Range today, highs just around 70. This is CPR and KRCC. It's 3:06.